As I'm sure you've got it there, we had a couple offensive linemen. And, you know, otherwise, just do a little more down and distance work. Try to pull more team aspects of practice or of the game together in practice as we prepare to, you know, get closer to working in game conditions, in a week. And some of that in practice against Philadelphia. So, otherwise, it's another day of camp.
Impressions of Marcus Benard in terms of going back to the spring, the work he put in the spring, and then up to this point in training camp?
Works hard. Hard-working kid. Yep, he's got a good attitude, good motor. Works real hard. I don't think he's been competitive.
Do you remember anything about him from, like, 2010 game in Cleveland? If he played in that game against you guys?
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
Did that do anything in the evaluation?
No, I mean, he had the car accident, right? But, you know, he's had a good start, you know, to his career, and then had a setback, and, you know, we felt like he'd be a good future signing, good addition to this year, and he was here in the offseason, worked hard in the spring, and he's been competitive out there.
Thoughts on, like, carryover from anything in Cleveland that they were doing that maybe helped him acclimate? Or
I don't know.
What was your impressions of Julian Edelman after his first practice yesterday?
I mean, a long way to go. Been a long time since he played football. He's got a long way to go.
That a little different look for him to work against somebody with those skills rather than what he usually sees on the outside?
I mean, he, you know, sees Danny out there too.
But I mean, is that a little different than Andre? You know, getting a guy with a little quicker, is that a little different challenge for him?
I mean, I don't know. You know, we go against all the receivers. I mean, all the DBs get matched up against all the receivers eventually. We have, like most teams, different corners, different receivers. Some guys are taller, some guys are shorter, some guys are faster, some guys are quicker, some guys are stronger. So let's try to get the multiple matchups. And, again, that's one of the advantages going against Philly and Tampa is to see some of their players with their skills. They're different than ours and see how we match up against them. But we'll, over the course of the year, I'm sure we'll see, you know, all those kind of guys one way or another. So it's good to get variety.
Now that you've been around Keith for quite some time, I know he was an off-season winner, and I've actually heard some of the veterans really talk about his leadership. How do you paint him as a member of this team in terms of that leadership, work ethic, those things?
Well, I mean, he's an experience, not, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience on our team, but he has a lot of experience in the league at that position. So I think he definitely brings, you know, I mean, it brings an element of leadership and experience at that position. Guys look to him, sure.
Bill, with another question about one of your other defensive linemen, Justin Francis, who seemed to kind of really have a breakthrough game in that 3-sack game against Miami. Was that a function of his ability, or was it scheme in that game, or what was your impression about how he handled himself in that instance?
I think he's you know, a guy that work. I mean, he works real hard, and he worked hard from, you know, the first day we got him last year, after the draft, all the way through training camp and into the season. Tough kid, really competes well, makes a lot of plays on effort and his strength and his competitiveness. So I think that was pretty consistent throughout the year. I don't think it's, you know, the sack statistic is overriding one way or the other. I mean, he had those plays when he didn't hit the quarterback, and he had some of those plays when he did hit him. But that's kind of his style of play. And I thought he got better through the course of the year. We did some different things with him, using him at times inside and outside. He started some games on early downs, played some sub situations. So, you know, we'll see how all that works out this year. He'll get some of those same opportunities, compete against the other guys we have at those positions, and we'll just have to see how it goes. But he'll work hard and compete hard, I'm sure of that.
Bill, how much does the versatility and his obvious knowledge of the system help Julian acclimate back quickly? Obviously, he's coming off the foot injury, but how much do you think that helps?
Well, I'm sure it helps some. It's better that he's been here and done some of the things that and knows how to do them than not, but he's still got a long way to go. Missed all the spring, missed all the training camp, so long way to go.
Does it vary from player to player in terms of how long it would take to catch up? Would you say that it's something that varies player to player?
I would say that, yes.
Bernard, a little bit about Francis, that, and as part of that, maybe that group of defensive ends working along with Chandler and Rob, maybe behind them. Like, how do you view that competition of that group behind Chandler and Rob?
Good, good. I think there's good competition there. I think all those guys have have something to offer. Some, you know, defensively in the kicking game, in the running game, in pass rush. There's a variety of guys have a variety of skills, but you know, overall the competition's been good, and they are all been working hard. We saw that in the spring. It's continued here in training camp. I'm sure it'll continue through the preseason.
Specifically, like judging the pass rush, how much emphasis do you put on the one-on-ones in a camp practice? Because it seems like that's really the time that they're getting after it the most.
Yeah, but it's just a drill. It's not football. I mean, that's not, you know, football, there's a lot of things that can happen when the ball snaps. And that drill, there's only one thing that can happen, which is good. I mean, it's good work, good experience, but that's only part of the picture. So, you know, it's one thing. It's certainly a place for, you know, a player to work on his individual technique and not have to worry about, you know, formations and screen passes and, you know, defensive calls and adjustments, just like one-on-one between the receivers and the DBs. It's the same thing. There's no, you know, coverage adjustments or route adjustments or no first down or third down, or, you know, you're just lining up out there and running one-on-one. You know, I mean, it's good, but I think there's a lot more to it than that too. So
it looks like Pepper was working with the safeties or the DBs for a little bit on some pass rush stuff off the edge. What is he working on with them when he's doing something like that, a drill?
Oh, well, there's times when those guys blitz too and just talk to them. I mean, it's not something that they spend a lot of time on, is their blitz technique. But when they have an opportunity to blitz, then that's, you know, they make sure that they have an idea of what they're doing, coach them on what, you know, what we want them to do, what they should be looking for. Again, it's just an area they don't have, you know, a ton of experience with. So try to give them a couple of fundamentals and, you know, let them do it a few times and then, you know, coach off it and see if, you know, well, how natural they are doing it or if they really understand how they want to try to, you know, set up or defeat the guy who's picking them up.
And having him do it, is he basically teaching them what he would teach his outside linebackers? Or?
Just, you know, basic fundamentals of, you know, blitzing and pass rush.
Ty Dowling and Jermaine Cunningham, will they practice today?
We'll see.
Marcus Cannon and Connolly.
We have a lot of guys that are in the day-to-day category. We'll go out there and see what they're ready to do.
It looks like you guys came up on the cameras on the helmets. Is that the case, or what's going on there?
There's a lot to do. We have a lot of different things that we use to try to help teach our players and set up instructional, different ways to, you know, use instruction and so forth, and gain information in practice, different camera angles, different things like that. So, there's some, talking about the helmet cameras. There's some aspect of it that's good. It certainly doesn't give you the whole picture, but I've coached 39 38 years without him. I don't think it's like an absolute necessity, but, you know, you're always looking for something that'll help you be a little bit better. Maybe it's something that'll help a guy or, you know, help you gain something on it. I think there's a, you know, a place in certain areas that they're beneficial. Other areas, I don't know. Not sure.
Josh said it was a little.
Oh, again, I think it depends on what you're using them for, what, you know, what you're trying to get out of them. There's some things that they're, you know, I think they could be helpful with. There's other things that I'm not really sure how much that adds.
What type of jump, if any, have you noticed from Jake Beckett?
Oh, well, I think just thought, you know, really all of our second-year players, as usual, as you would expect, are ahead of where they were as rookies. They know our system. Ones that were here have a much better idea what to expect, understand the NFL offensive football better. So, you know, Jake's a smart guy. He definitely understands what we're doing, what they're doing. He's improved a lot from last year. He's in a real competitive situation with, you know, several other guys at that spot, as we mentioned. So I think he's, you know, he's definitely holding his own.
You've got players filling in at a position where somebody's injured, whether it's a tight end with Gronkowski or wherever. Is there ever an emphasis to make sure that those guys are just doing what they're supposed to do and not putting too much pressure to fill another person's role?
Yeah, I don't think really any two players are the same. So everybody has their own individual playing style and their unique way of level of performance and so forth. So, you know, I think everybody just tries to do the best they can at what they're being asked to do. I don't think somebody necessarily should or does try to do it the way somebody else does it. I mean, technique-wise, you might try to, you know, take some of the coaching points or improve your skill to somebody who else who does that skill maybe better. But no, I don't really think that's what it's about. It's each of us are out there just trying to get better, trying to improve at what we're doing, taking it day by day. And whether another person's out there at that position or not out there at that position, that shouldn't really affect how that player goes about the approach to his job and the improvement that he can make at his position. That's what we try to emphasize. You got to do it the way this guy did it, or you got to be this guy. Like, that's... we don't look at it that way. Okay, we good? All right, great. Thank you.